Everything can be done to honor God. You can take out the garbage to honor God. You can wash dishes to honor God. You can clean out your car to honor God, or your closet. You can study it for a test to honor God. How? By doing it with the right motive, out of gratitude, and for the right motivation. I want my life to bring honor to God, so I'm going to be the best I can be for God's sake.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, the Bible teaching ministry of Pastor Rick Warren. Today we continue in a series called Transformed. In these lessons, Rick uncovers key principles found in God's Word that will completely transform our lives from the inside out in every area, including spiritual, physical, mental, emotional, relational, financial, and vocational. Now, in just a few minutes, we're going to tell you how you can get a copy of The Most Requested Messages by Pastor Rick Warren, Volume 3, a 6-message collection you will definitely want to add to your audio library. You can take a sneak peek right now by going to PastorRick.com or by texting the word DAILY to 99000 while you listen to today's message. That's PastorRick.com or the word DAILY to 99000. Right now, here's Pastor Rick Warren with the final part of a message called Setting Personal Goals by Faith.
You will never become the man God intends you to be unless you intend to become that man. You will never be the woman God intends for you to be unless you intend to be that person. You'll never become what God intends without you being intentional. Goals build my character. Then number 6, good goals will be rewarded. Good goals will be rewarded. And if you have good goals, then there's going to be two reasons that you're rewarded. You're going to be rewarded on earth by people, and you're going to be rewarded by God in heaven. When you have a good goal, it brings respect. When you have a good goal, it brings honor. When you give your life to a good goal, it builds a legacy on earth. The Bible says in Proverbs 11:27. Let's read this verse aloud together, okay? Read it with me. If your goals are good, you will be respected. Circle that. You will be respected. You want to be respected? Then you need to set some goals that are good. Tomorrow, the entire nation will celebrate Martin Luther King Day. Why? Why do we take a holiday for one guy? Because he was a man who set good goals. And he didn't live for himself. He didn't live for greed. He didn't live for pleasure. He didn't live for popularity. He lived to fight injustice and to fight prejudice and to fight racism and to fight for truth. He set good goals for his life, and so he is honored with a holiday. One of the greatest honors I've ever been given in my entire life was the honor of preaching in Martin Luther King's home church on the 40th anniversary of his death. And so on the 40th anniversary of Martin Luther King's death, on that day, they invited me to speak at Ebenezer Baptist Church in Atlanta. I was the first white preacher to preach in that church. And that was an honor to me. Why? Because I respect people who use their lives to make a difference. And if you were to come to my study, you'd find a picture of Martin Luther King on the wall with a typed letter, signed letter underneath it. And you'd see another picture of Mother Teresa with a handwritten note underneath it. And you'd see a note from Billy Graham with a handwritten note, and many others. And some of these people on that wall are not Christians. They're not Christians. But I honor them. Why? Because they gave their lives for the good of others. They had a goal greater than themselves. They didn't live a little selfish clod of a life living for, I want to make a lot of money and retire. Oh yeah, you think God put you on earth to do that? Make a lot of money and retire? That's the whole purpose of life? Wrong answer. God wants to teach you how to love. If your goals are good, you'll be respected. But the real reward in setting good goals is going to come in eternity. Look at this next verse, 1 Corinthians 9:25. All athletes practice strict self-control. You know, they eat right and they sleep right and they work out, they exercise. They do it to win a prize that will fade away. Nobody's going to remember yesterday's game in 2 weeks, much less 2 years. They do it to win a prize that will fade away, but we do it for an eternal prize. So I run, Paul says, straight to the goal with purpose in every step. He was purpose-driven goal setter. You need to be that too. Now, not every goal that you can set is a good goal. Not every goal is a goal that God's going to bless. So you want to set goals in these seven areas over the next 7 weeks. You want to set these in your life, but you want to set the kind of goal that God is going to bless, God's going to give you the power to do. So how do I know the kind of goal that God will bless? Let me just close by giving you three questions. When you get ready to set a goal, you want to ask these three questions. Number one, the first question is, will this goal honor God? That's the first question you ask. Will this goal honor God? And what kind of goal will honor God? What kind of goal brings glory to God? Any goal that causes you to trust Him more, to depend on Him more, to love Him more, to love other people more, to serve God and serve others, to be more unselfish, those are going to be good goals. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians 6:20, God paid a great price for you. Look at the cross. So, use your body to honor God. Are you using your body to honor God? Are you using your body for pleasure? For selfish reasons. Use your body to honor God. You might circle that. 1 Corinthians 10:31. When you eat or drink or do anything, always do it to honor God. Everything can be done to honor God. You can take out the garbage to honor God. You can wash dishes to honor God. You can clean out your car to honor God or your closet. You can study it for a test to honor God. How? By doing it with the right motive, out of gratitude, and for the right motivation, I want my life to bring honor to God, so I'm going to be the best I can be for God's sake. Will this goal honor God? Now, the Bible says this, we make it our goal to please Him, 2 Corinthians 5:9. Second question. Is this goal motivated by love? That's the second thing you want to ask when you set a goal for your finances, for your health, for your relationships. Is this goal motivated by love? God is not going to bless a goal motivated by greed.
The rest of today's message is coming your way in just a few moments. But first, I'd like to connect you with Rick on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, or LinkedIn. Just go to PastorRick.com and click on his social media links. Oh, and while you're at it, go ahead and sign up for his free Daily Hope email devotional and take a look at all the helpful resources. That's PastorRick.com or just text the word daily to 99000. Again, that's the word daily to 99000. The second half of today's lesson is coming up.
Thanks for listening to Daily Hope. Words just can't express our gratitude for all your love, prayers, and support throughout the year. Now, what if it was possible to have your year-end financial donations to this ministry automatically doubled? Recently, a very generous listener offered to match all financial gifts to Daily Hope, up to $100,000. That means whether your tax-deductible gift is $50, $100, $500, or $1,000, it will be doubled, up to $100,000. So please ask the Lord to reveal how He would have you support this ministry financially as we bring the year to a close. And then let us say thanks for your support by sending you a free copy of the audio series called The Most Requested Sermons by Rick Warren, Volume 3. If you've been listening to this broadcast for a while, some of these message titles are sure to ring a bell. Messages include Becoming Best Friends with God, Building a Strong Spirit, What Are You Fighting For? How Much You Matter to God? Learning to Be Both Fast and Slow? And Daring to Wait on God? This hand-selected 6-message collection is available in a boxed CD set or as high-quality downloadable MP3s. They're yours today when you support this broadcast ministry with a financial gift. Get your copy of The Most Requested Sermons by Pastor Rick Warren, Volume 3, right now by going to PastorRick.com. Or you can call 800-600-5004. That's PastorRick.com or 800-600-5004. Remember, there are only 48 hours left to help us meet our $100,000 matching grant goal. And right now, when you support this ministry, we'll send you the 6-message set of Pastor Rick's Most Requested Sermons, Volume 3, as our way of saying thanks for your financial support. Your gift helps us share the hope of Christ with people around the world.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, winner of the 2016 NRB Billy Graham Award for Excellence in Christian Communications. Once again, here's Pastor Rick Warren.
Second question. Is this goal motivated by love? That's the second thing you want to ask when you set a goal for your finances, for your health, for your relationships. Is this goal motivated by love? God is not going to bless a goal motivated by greed. I didn't want to make a whole lot of money. God is not going to bless a goal motivated by competition. I want to be better than that company. God is not going to bless a goal motivated by envy. God is not going to bless a goal motivated by greed or grief or guilt or grudges. He's not going to honor a goal that's built on worry or fear or anxiety. God is not going to bless a goal that's motivated by materialism or by ego or by pride. But when you set a goal out of love, God, I want to do this because I love you and I want to love other people. God's going to honor that because it's all about love. Life is all about learning how to love. 1 Corinthians 16:14, everything you do must be done with love. Everything. 1 Corinthians 14:1, love must be your highest goal. That should be the number one goal in your life. I want to learn to really love. And I want to learn to love unlovely people. And I want to learn to love the loveless and the unloved. And I want to learn to love people who are hard to love. That's being like God. Why is it important for you to have goals that are based on love? Because if you set loveless goals, you're going to treat people as projects. You're going to run all over them to get to your goal. You're going to run over your marriage. You're going to run over your friends. You're going to run over the other people climbing up the ladder of success. And God says, no, you got it all wrong. It's not about accomplishments. It's about relationships. It's about learning how to love. Third question. Will this goal require depending on God? Will this goal require depending on God? Remember I said earlier, Hebrews 11:6, without faith it's impossible to please God. If you don't have a goal that requires faith, then it's not a pleasing to God goal. Romans 14:23, everything that doesn't come from faith is sin. If you have a goal that's so small it doesn't require any faith to do it, it's a sin. Whatever is not of faith, the Bible says, is sin. Now look at this verse, Proverbs 16:9. Why don't we read this one aloud too? Read it with me, Proverbs 16:9. We plan the way we want to live, but only God makes us able to live it. I love that in the Message paraphrase. That's what we're going to do during 50 days of transformation. You get to plan the way you want to live. And this series is to help you make the rest of your life the best of your life. We get to plan the way we want to live, but it says only God gives us the power, gives us the energy, gives us the ability to actually do it, to make the transformation. Why? Because God provides the three things you must have to reach your goal. Write these down. Three things you must have to meet your goal. Three things you must have to change your life. Number one, I need God's Spirit to empower me. This is not something based on willpower. It's based on God power. It's not based on trying. It's based on trusting. I need God's Spirit to empower me. Zechariah 4:6 says, You will succeed. You will not succeed, it says. You will not succeed by your own strength or your own power, but by my Spirit, says the Lord. I need God's Spirit to empower me to make changes I can't make on my own. Number two, I need God's Word to guide me. I need God's Spirit to empower me. I need God's Word to guide me. This book here, the Bible, is the owner's manual for life. The more you get this book into your mind, your heart, and your life, the more you read it, study it, memorize it, meditate on it, the more successful, the more fulfilled, the more strong you're going to be in life. When Joshua was given the great dream of taking over the promised land, and it was a goal that was going to take him the rest of his life, God had these words to say to Joshua, chapter 1, verse 8. Keep this book, that's the Bible, keep this book of the law on your lips. In other words, talk about it all the time. Recite it by day and night. That means memorize it so you can quote it. Recite it by day and night, that you may carefully follow all that is written in it. That's the premise. Now here's the promise. Then you will successfully attain your goal. You might underline that last phrase. If you ever intend to be in business for yourself, you ought to memorize that verse. In fact, it'd be a good verse for everybody to memorize. Keep this book of the law in your heart. Read it, memorize it, live it, practice it, study it, that you're careful to follow it and obey. Then you will be successful. You will attain your goal. That is one of the greatest promises of success in the Bible. And that promise doesn't come from Tony Robbins or some self-help guru. That promise comes from God. You will successfully attain your goal. How? If you become a man of the Word, you become a woman of the Word. All you need to know about life is in this book right here. I need God's Spirit to empower me, and I need God's Word to guide me. And finally, the third thing I need is I need God's people to support me. You will not be able to reach your goals on your own. I haven't been able to reach my goals on my own. It takes a team to fulfill a dream. You need other people in your life. This is why we insist that everybody in our church family be in a small group. You're never going to feel like a part of our church till you're in a small group. A crowd can't support you, but a small group can. 3, 4, 5, 6 other people. They can know when you're sick. They can know when you're having a tough time, when you've had a bad day. A crowd can't support you, but a community, a small group can. Ecclesiastes 4:12 says this, by yourself, you're unprotected. It means it's like at a football game. You're unprotected. You're out there running down the field by yourself. You don't have anybody to block and tackle for you. There's nobody out there to protect you. If you're not in a small group, you don't have any block and tacklers. You don't have anybody who's going to speak up for you, stand up for you. By yourself, you're unprotected. But with a friend, you can face the worst. Boy, did I learn that this last year.
That's Pastor Rick Warren, and you're listening to Daily Hope. If you'd like a copy of today's message or you'd like to sign up for Rick's free Daily Hope email devotional, just go to rickwarren.org. You'll find this message and others, along with a ton of other helpful resources. What if it was possible to have your year-end financial donation to this ministry automatically doubled? That's right. Recently, a very generous listener offered to match all financial gifts to Daily Hope up to $100,000. That means whether your tax-deductible gift is $25, $50, $100, $500, or $1,000, it will be doubled up to $100,000. So please ask the Lord to reveal how He would have you support this ministry financially as we bring the year to a close. And let us say thanks for your support by sending you a free copy of the audio series called The Most Requested Sermons by Rick Warren, Volume 3. Right now, here's Pastor Rick with some closing thoughts.
Let's be honest about this time of year. At the end of every year, there are so many ministries that ask for you to support them in the end of year giving.
And you know what? We believe in every ministry that proclaims the name of Jesus, and we thank God for them. And I know it can be difficult to decide who to give to. So let me just give you some biblical foundations for giving, some simple guidelines for end-of-year giving. You might think of these three or four things. Number one, give to the ministry that God tells you to support. Go to God. Pray to Him. Ask Him. Say, God, who do you want me to support? And you know what? I support you giving to whoever God tells you to give to. And if it's not Daily Hope, I still support you to give to who God tells you to give to. So pray and ask God. Second, never give when you feel pressured. The Bible says in Corinthians that we are to never give under pressure or compulsion or under guilt. So if you ever feel guilty about giving, don't give, because God tells you in the Word not to give at that time. Give because you want to give, not out of guilt or pressure. Number three, give to where you support and believe in the goals of that particular ministry. Now, every ministry has different goals. You know the goals of Daily Hope. Our goal is ultimately to take the good news, the gospel, to the 3,000 tribes left in the world that have no Bible, no believer, and no body of Christ, no church. This is the final frontier. That's our goal. It's called the Great Commission. Now, other churches and other ministries have other goals, and that's fine. Some only have the goal of just preaching in America. That's nothing wrong with that. But if you believe in and have a heart for going to the last, the least, and the lost, this would be a ministry you should consider supporting, because I don't know others that are doing what we're doing, trying to go to these final 3,000 tribes. And then finally, give where your gift will be multiplied. For instance, at the end of every year, there is a donor to Daily Hope who offers to give a matching grant to apply to any donation that we receive before the end of the year. Now, what this means is that for every dollar you're able to give this month to Daily Hope, it's going to be doubled. That donor will match it. That multiplies your gift. Like the little boy who brought his loaves and fishes to Jesus, and Jesus fed the 5,000. If you give $25 to Daily Hope this month, the matching grant will match it at $25. If you're able to give $100, the matching grant will add another $100. That multiplies your gift. I would consider that as a factor in where to give during this month. Now, it's your donations that make our ministry possible to people who've never heard the name of Jesus Christ. You've heard me talk about how we have these solar-powered radios that we give to people in refugee camps that have an audio Bible, have many of my Bible teachings on them, have worship music. And this not only allows us to tell people about Jesus, but it also allows us to disciple them on a daily basis right there in those refugee camps. This is a value for us. If it's a value for you, I would urge you to give the largest gift you can give at this time of the year. Now, let me just say this. If you can't help us financially, that's okay. I understand. But I would ask that you pray for us. I'm so grateful for those of you who are a financial supporter of this ministry, that monthly giving month after month. It means so much to me. It means much to God, but it means so much for eternity to those who are hearing the good news for the very first time. You know, I don't take any salary or any income from this ministry. I serve it for free. And so you and I are partners together in reaching people for Christ all around the world. In closing, let me just ask you to continue to pray. Pray for me as I pray for you. And pray that God's word will be taught clearly, with compassion, with clarity, with simplicity in this new year. And that it will not only help you as you listen to these broadcasts, but it will help us reach people for Christ and disciple believers and build churches all around the world, especially in the tribes that have never heard the name of Christ. Thanks for your generosity. Thanks for your prayers. And God bless you.
Remember, there are only 48 hours left to help us meet our $100,000 matching grant goal. And right now, when you support this ministry, we'll send you the 6-message set of Pastor Rick's Most Requested Sermons, Volume 3, as our way of saying thank you for your financial support. Be sure to join us next time as we look into God's Word for our daily hope. This program is sponsored by Daily Hope Ministries and your generous financial support.